You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. I'm an evidential medium supporting those moving through grief and loss. If you've been missing someone and wondering if they're still close, still aware of you, you're not alone. On this show, you'll hear live readings, real moments of connection, bringing forward messages from loved ones in spirit. These are conversations filled with love and validation, and of course, healing, because those bonds don't end. I offer private readings worldwide, and you can learn more at my website, yourmedium.ca. So stay with me. The space is here to remind you that your loved ones are never truly gone. So I hope everyone is having a good summer so far. Mine's been a little bit trying, but, you know, we just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And quite often now I feel the need to connect with spirit and just to sit and feel their love and support and just feel that warmth come around us. Because we know with spirit, their love, it's unconditional. And those who pass and go into spirit, our family members and friends, they are very much with us and giving that beautiful unconditional love as well. And it's nice to be able to connect with them when you're going through some struggles in life and things are tough. And you sometimes wonder, well, what would mom say about this? Or what would my dad say? You know, I miss that advice that they would give us. So that connection, that time with them allows us to have that beautiful bits of wisdom that they can bestow upon us, you know, remind us of when they were here. But the interesting thing is that how they see life over there is different. And they have an entirely different view on the world and how time works. So as I like to tell people who come for readings, we have two views. We can see forward and we can see, you know, our past. But spirit can see many different sides. So we're going to take a caller now. Mary, I'm tripping on my words tonight. Mary in Owosso, Michigan. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad to be here chatting with you. Now, there's a man in spirit that's come in, and as soon as you started to speak.
Well, there's several, but yes, there is.
You know, do you have a husband or ex-partner in spirit?
No.
Oh my gosh, this feels like husband. Okay, got that one wrong. I struck out. But there's a strong male presence okay. Coming in that's giving a lot of love. Now, I want to... Are you married, though?
No, I'm not. I'm divorced.
Okay. All right. So there was a partner in the past here, because this person who's coming in is now talking about partner, and I'm not quite sure why, but we want to get him to come in a little bit closer. Now, this person has a lovely, warm laugh like yours.
Okay.
He passed at quite an elderly age.
Mm-hmm.
It feels, You have a father in spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Because it feels that familiar, but he's coming through with a great deal of love.
Okay.
He's a warm person. I'm liking his energy.
Familiar. When you say not familiar, what do you mean?
Oh, I said it feels familiar.
Oh, family. Gotcha. Like it's, okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting at.
Okay. Well, I want to say that I have two dads in spirit.
Oh, okay. So, let's see who this one is.
Okay.
Sir? Okay. I'm trying to get him to get a little bit more information. He's just laughing. He's laughing right now. They comment about two dads. And it feels like this is the one that you spent more time with.
Yeah, it's my actual dad.
Yeah.
My dad that raised me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he thought it was kind of funny. He said two dads.
Yeah.
He's sitting in an armchair. Do you have a favorite chair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's hanging out in this chair.
Okay.
He keeps on referring to your ex-husband. This is why I was. Did he not like him?
Interesting. Right. No.
Okay. He wanted to make that known, Mary. I don't know why. But he wants to say there's better for you.
That what is better for me?
There is better for you in relationship.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he says there's better for you. He says you deserve more than that. Such love for you, too. I mean, he's grinning. Now, this is a man that took care of his family and his home.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
He's saying that things didn't work out. He's talking about the separation with your mother and that it didn't work out.
With my mom?
Yeah.
Well, they stayed married. They weren't separated.
Why does he say it? Did they?
Now,
was it?
Now, wait a minute. Now, the other father, I wonder if they're both there.
They could
the other
very
father
well be.
Didn't separate. The other father separated with my mom. Didn't work out.
Okay. They're both here. Now, your father that sits in the armchair, he's more prominent, but there is someone else there.
Okay.
Because this is, yeah, they're both there. Very different energies from
so
these people.
So they've met each other.
Oh, they're coming in for you. They're coming in for you. But they're very different people. I feel they're very different.
Absolutely.
So the energy of the man who was married to your mom, it didn't work out. It's heavier. Like it feels, it was a more serious energy.
Well, I guess it depends on what it is, but yeah. Mm-hmm. You mean the father that raised me? Yeah.
The father that raised you feels a little more lighthearted and loving.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we have them both hanging out here. Now they're saying to me that you have a question for them. It's something you called and you wanted to know.
Really? I don't really have a specific question.
There's something on your mind, Mary. There's something on your mind.
Well, I guess the only thing I wasn't really thinking of anything deep. I just know that today is a significant day. So, and both of them would know. It's a significant day in two different ways, and they would each know one of the ways, one each way. Does that make sense? So I was just hoping that, you know, I would get some recognition, or they would recognize, or somebody would recognize what today was. And then, and that was really the only thing that was on my mind, really. But I mean, okay. I can think further.
Well, that was what was on your mind. So I'm going to ask them why they're here then, what they're coming in for.
Okay.
Well, they are saying that you needed them today.
Okay.
Now, it feels like one of these is kind of on the sad side. It's almost like there's a passing or an ending of something.
Yeah.
They're saying this is the big one. This is the big one. And it's been on your mind. What they're telling me is that it comes to your mind around this time every year. And you wonder if they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard we're splendid.
Splendid?
Splendid. I don't know. I don't use that word. It's not a word that I use, but they want you to know that everything there is okay, that everyone is well.
Okay.
Is there a dog also around this, an animal around them?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. Because
I mean, there
were dogs.
Yeah. Definitely,
because there's, I feel an animal energy kind of coming into this as well. And it's like, they're settled. Everything is okay there and they're well. I just heard hard passing. It was difficult. And the sadness of that passing has really stuck with you because you had to be around this.
Yeah.
They want you to know that this.
Both.
Yeah. They want you to know that it's gone. All of that is gone, and that they're here and they're at peace for you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just giving you lots of love and thank you for thinking of them.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Today. Okay. My birth father, it's been 6 years since he passed away today. And then my daughter, my oldest daughter's birthday is today.
Oh, wow.
And
on
so
the same
my dad that, my dad that raised me, he would know her birthday.
Right.
So
yeah. They're acknowledging the big one for them was the passing, because that's the hard part of this.
Yeah.
But also saying thank you. Thank you for being you.
Oh.
You were good to them.
Oh.
Yeah. So may I leave them with you, Mary?
Okay. I do have a question, though.
Do you? Quickly.
I do, quickly. I have a new granddaughter that was born just four weeks ago. And I don't know if either of them have anything to say about her.
That they're beautiful and precious. Yeah. They'll be around. They'll be around her. She'll see them. Your birth father specifically.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely. Thank you for calling in, Mary.